You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. That was Lying in the Sun by the Beths. On Sunday, the government announced new measures to combat increased rates of youth offending. Along with increased police presence on Queen Street, they also promised the introduction of military-style boot camps for youth offenders. Military-style boot camps have been implemented several times in Aotearoa to minimal success. They've been met with criticism for their failure to address the root issues of youth offending and the high rates of reconviction. The government has also met recent criticism for its cuts in the public sector, particularly for ACT Party leader David Seymour's comments that more cuts should be expected. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Tom Rutherford about the boot camp's proposal and the impact of job cuts in the public sector. So, just to start us off today, could we talk about these boot camp announcements? What has the government got to offer regarding youth offenders in Aotearoa?
Yeah, we are introducing a new young serious offender declaration and piloting a military-style academy so that young offenders who will face tough consequences are better supported to turn their lives around. Now, this is part of our plan, our wider justice plan to reduce serious repeat youth offending by 15% by 2030, and that's aiding us to restore law and order in New Zealand.
These concerns that the government's solution won't work and that a military-style system can't address the issue, I guess how would you respond to that?
I'd say those people who are criticising it haven't actually seen it in action themselves. There are incredible people who have been through these style of camps previously and have genuinely turned their lives around. These military-style academies are running as a pilot for 10 young people at present, already in youth justice facilities, and feature a three-month resident stage followed by 9 months of community phase. All participants who go through the military-style academies will have a special created curriculum for them with activities to support their health, learning and well-being. We're not giving up on these young kids. We're giving them the opportunity to turn their lives around and make a meaningful contribution to New Zealand.
I'll respond to that in a moment, but we'll, I guess, just go to a comment by Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, who responded to some of this criticism. I'll just quote him here. "I don't care what you say about whether it does or doesn't work. We can have that intellectual conversation all day long, but we are, damn it, going to try something different." I just want to unpack this quote a little bit. We'll start with the first part. Is Luxon saying that the government should ignore expert advice on the issue?
No, absolutely not.
All right. And then getting to that second part, are we suggesting that military-style boot camps are a fresh idea that's never been tried before in Aotearoa?
We've seen them previously in New Zealand, but this is a new style of operating them. What we're saying, and what the Prime Minister was saying yesterday in those comments, is we can continue to have conversations around how we think we can solve our law and order issue in New Zealand, or we can actually get on and do things about it, and that's exactly what our government is doing. We've seen six years of talk previously, and now we're just a government of delivery and actually getting on and getting stuff done.
You mentioned that we've seen them before in Aotearoa. In the 80s and 90s, we did have boot camps for youth offenders, and by 1997, the reconviction rate was sitting at around 92%. The data is indicating that the previous models, at least, don't work. Is there going to be significant change to how we're handling this boot camp process?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we've proposed a new style of military-style academies, a different approach, a fresh perspective on them. They aren't the same as what was used in the 1980s and 1990s. They are in line with the 2024 and where we are today as New Zealand. But also, they're providing a tool and an opportunity for young people to genuinely turn their lives around. And we want to say to those young people, we actually believe in you. We want to give you a second chance. We want to give you an opportunity to make you worthwhile and meaningful New Zealand citizens, and so that they can make a positive contribution to our society.
And I guess what kind of evidence are we pulling from? What kind of expert advice? Are we pulling from lots of research to make these changes and put this policy in place?
Yes, without a doubt, the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Police, who've been working on this policy specifically, have had a variety of viewpoints and a variety of advice. They've taken that on board in the design and stylisation of these military-style academies, And that's what we're looking into. We're making sure that they are doing what they're designed to do and supporting our young people in rehabilitation and integrating them back into society.
Right, because a lot of that evidence, it seems to be contradictory, right? A lot of this evidence is saying that these boot camps don't work, and then we're saying that the government is listening to this evidence in developing the boot camps. I guess there's a contradiction there that I want to clear up. What's the reconciliation there for these ministers?
Yeah, they've taken a range of advice. At the end of the day, advice is the advice they're given from their officials. They're the decision makers. They know that we can't sit around and talk about it. We've actually got to do something. We've got a law and order issue in New Zealand. We've got young offenders who are running amok around our communities, and this is one option that we're putting on the table to ensure we provide genuine opportunities for them to turn their lives around. As I said, we want to get youth offending down by 15% by 2030. And to do that, we actually need to put things like these military-style academies in place to ensure that we can restore law and order in New Zealand.
With these young offenders, a lot of them are coming from backgrounds of abuse or violence. Is the harsh environment of a military-style boot camp really the right place for them?
I don't think it's a harsh environment per se. As I sort of said earlier, they will each get a specially created curriculum and syllabus with activities to support their individual health, learning and well-being. So it won't be a one-size-fits-all approach. The academies will genuinely look at every kid who's coming in there to see what best works for them. These military-style academies actually often give these children the first time they've ever had someone say, hey, we believe in you, hey, we want to help you, hey, we want to support you, and we want to turn your lives around. And that's what we're all about. We want to give these kids a second chance at life. We want them to be worthwhile and meaningful contributors to the New Zealand society whilst at the same time restoring law and order in New Zealand.
You mention a lot giving these people a second chance, you know, the first time they're experiencing these things. Should we instead be looking at the reasons why their upbringings have had these things going on? Maybe the systemic conditions, poverty, unemployment, and maybe looking at community responses or addressing those issues perhaps more in depth to get the issue of youth crime down?
Absolutely, and we're doing that as well. That starts by having a solid and reliable economy, which is working for the betterment of New Zealanders. That's by giving Kiwis tax relief on the 31st of July so that they can keep more of their own money. That's by creating a stable environment so that people actually know, week to week, they know where their money's coming from, they can make sure they have their bills paid and they've got money left over. We're creating that environment by actually bringing back some fiscal discipline. And by doing that, we'll also provide plenty of other opportunities for kids. Let's be clear, the military-style academies are one option around what we're saying as part of our wider law and order package. But what we're actually doing is firstly focusing on rebuilding the economy so that actually all New Zealanders can get ahead.
All right, moving on to some of that stuff you mentioned around fiscal responsibility, we'll be talking a bit about public sector cuts, which the government has done a lot of since coming in last year. Over 6,000 roles currently gone. Could you reiterate and elaborate briefly why we're cutting so many jobs in the public sector?
Yeah, so 15,000 more people were added to the public service under the previous Labor government. Government spending went up by 80%. And borrowing went from $5 billion to $100 billion. And most Kiwis will say they do not feel the improvements from those blowouts. What we're doing is we know it's incredibly tough for the people at the moment, particularly in the public sector. But as a government, we often have to make tough decisions. And so we need to get government spending under control so that we can lower the cost of living and rebuild the economy.
Right, yeah, you mentioned, you know, it's a tough decision, but is it fair for the government to, you know, lay off all these large groups of people, especially in the current, you know, fragile job market?
I think we've got to be a little bit clear here. Firstly, you said around 6,000 people losing their jobs. If you go off the data that the Minister of Public Service presented last week to the Governance and Administration Select Committee, nearly half of those roles were vacant. They weren't actually filled by anybody at that present time. But you've talked about fairness and equity and understanding. I think, personally, that what we saw in the last government was this incredible blowout of 15,000 extra people in the public service. And borrowing, going from $5 billion to $100 billion, Now tell me how that's fair. Tell me how that's fair for the next generations coming through who will have that level of debt put on their own shoulders that we're eventually going to have to repay. That's not fair in my eyes.
All right, I'd just like to address that first bit you said. I didn't actually say 6,000 jobs gone. I said 6,000 roles gone. And if you look at a comment from Nicola Willis, you said just under half of these vacant positions. She says that it was around just under 4,000, I believe 3,900 of the jobs were positions that were currently taken. So we're looking at 3,900 out of 6,000. That's, I think, quite sizably more than half. But regardless, you know, are you suggesting that it's the previous government's responsibility for these people losing their jobs right now?
I'm not suggesting that one bit. What I am saying is the previous government, when they came into office, had government debt of $5 billion, very reasonable, very level. And when they left, 6 years later, government debt was $100 billion. And how many people can look around the country over the last 6 years and say, hey, I'm $95 billion better off for that government debt the previous lot lobbed onto me? How many people?
Well, I mean, certainly those who were employed under the government during that period of time would say that they benefited, surely.
Oh, I think anybody who has a job is better than not having a job, without a doubt. But what we're saying is we simply can't carry on down this path where we continue to have a bloated public service. As I said, 15,000 more people were added to the public service under the previous administration, and we just can't simply continue down that path. And sometimes we do have to make tough decisions, and we've made some in this case. But we're making the best decisions for New Zealanders. We know, we've been told by the public what they're wanting to see, what they elected us on, and we're delivering on those promises.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the government's proposed military boot camps and job cuts in the public sector. We'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the B.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.